You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lindley Polis and dog Tequila head to a dog-friendly bar in Dallas. After a few drinks, Polis heads home but runs a red light, slamming into another car and killing the driver, Honor Wallace, just 19. Polis and Wallace's passenger taken to the hospital. Texas cops notice Polis has glassy eyes and slurred speech.
Nancy, Wallace was a sophomore at Southern Methodist University in downtown Dallas, and while a bystander tried to perform CPR, Wallace was gone by the time EMS arrived. Wallace's passenger suffered a broken collarbone but is expected to recover. Polis, who only suffered minor injuries, is said to have been more intoxicated than she believed herself to be because of her ADHD medication. Stimulants like Adderall, Ritalin, and Vyvanse can blunt the effects of alcohol, meaning it takes more time for users to feel intoxicated.
Polis, 27, now charged with DUI manslaughter. Ted Steinman pries open an air vent on the roof of a Florida urgent care and climbs down in the building. Well, he tries. He falls 15 feet, dusts himself off, and piles medical goods and the cash box into a wheelchair to take with him. That's some getaway. He bolts after being discovered by an employee, leaving the goods behind. Cops catch up to him now wearing a cast and using a cane. Then he claims officers have him confused with his, quote, identical twin. Steinman, 36, now charged with burglary, larceny, property damage, and a really bad lie to cops. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following six different stabbings with injuries, including an attack of four girls in a movie theater, officials now say a person in Massachusetts has been charged with several offenses, including assault with the intent to murder. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A prosecutor in Plymouth District Court says that 26-year-old Jared Revisa of the Martha's Vineyard town of Chilmark was also wanted in relation to a Connecticut homicide investigation. The two workers at a McDonald's in Plymouth were stabbed on Saturday, and Revisa now stands charged in connection with those incidents. An evaluation of Revisa's mental health was requested by the suspect's lawyer. Prior to ruling on the prosecution's request for Revisa to be detained without bond, the court granted that request. In court, a prosecutor referred to Revisa as he, as is the case on a professional website. However, Revisa goes by she on Instagram. It was not immediately possible to ascertain Revisa's gender identity. Additionally, Revisa was charged with 8 counts of assault in relation to the four girls' stabbings at the Braintree movie theater. The victims are said to be between the ages of 9 and 17. According to authorities, the attack took place prior to Revisa traveling south to Plymouth, where the fast food employees were attacked. The prosecution says that on Saturday night, Revisa drove up to the McDonald's drive-thru in a black Porsche, exited the vehicle, and then urinated in public. Revisa approached the drive-thru window and started arguing with one of the male employees. The prosecutor further stated that Revisa lunged through the open car window and used what looked to be a long kitchen knife to stab the employee in the forearm. A police affidavit reveals that the employee claims that Revisa ordered a meal and yelled at him to check the bag before paying for it. The worker took the items out and returned them to the bag. He claimed that after attempting to retrieve the bag, Revisa pulled out a knife and stabbed the worker. The prosecutor stated that Revisa then parked his vehicle, went inside the McDonald's, and entered the area behind the counter, where a female employee claims Revisa stabbed her in the back of her upper left arm. After being transported to local hospitals, both employees remain in stable condition. Braintree police say that at approximately 6 p.m. on Saturday, someone went inside one of the theaters at the AMC Braintree 10 south of Boston without paying. The Braintree Police Department sent out a news release stating that the girls were inside the theater when the person abruptly attacked them, quote, without saying anything and without any warning, then fled.
The four girls were then transferred to nearby hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Following his 12th board appearance, Son of Sam killer David Berkowitz, who terrified New York City with his late-night shootings in the 1970s, has once again been refused parole. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to documents posted on a State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision website, 70-year-old Berkowitz was turned down following a Board of Parole prison interview on May 14th. Representatives from the corrections agency declined to offer any further details. Beginning in July 1976, Berkowitz terrorized New York City with a string of shootings that left 7 people wounded and 6 people dead. Couples sitting in vehicles and young women were the shooter's targets. He was soon dubbed the .44 caliber killer in newspapers. newspapers reporting on the attack. He named himself Son of Sam in taunting letters to law enforcement and a journalist, writings in which he claimed to have received messages from demonic forces to kill.
It was a little over a year after the first victim, Donna Loria, was shot and killed in the Bronx that Berkowitz was taken into custody on August 10, 1977.
Edna Quintana splits time between her adult children in Central Colorado and a new boyfriend in Sagooch, Colorado. When Edna's daughters don't hear from her in over a week, they call the boyfriend, who says he hasn't seen her since they went hiking. He says Edna went back down the mountain before him, and when he got back to the car, she wasn't there. Investigators searching for Edna when they discovered Suzanne Morphew's remains. The Quintana family hopeful they, too, will soon have answers about their mom. Edna Quintana now missing 5 months. If you know anything about Edna Quintana, please call CBI Colorado Bureau Investigations 719-416-5815. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.